Proclamation number 6226 of 2nd of April, 1955. Readiness to receive the means of grace. You shall receive from my rich treasure of grace as much as you desire, for my love is always willing to hand out and make you happy if only you want to accept my gifts of grace. I am abundant, but you suffer as long as you are not yet able to stay close to me and create and work spiritually with me. You have no abundance, you are poor in spiritual treasures as long as you don't come to me, to the one who alone can and will give you his wealth. As long as you don't ask for spiritual wealth from me, but you can constantly appeal to me for it, I will always be willing to hand it out to you with full hands. And what I give you will make you into beings like me if only you use it correctly. If you use my gifts of grace in my will, I also offer them to you without your desire, but they will only bring you success if you willingly accept them and follow my instructions for the right utilization. You are weak-willed and powerless, and you would not be able to reach your aim on earth if I did not help you. My help, however, consists of giving you the means to remedy your weakness of will and lack of strength. I myself also give you these means, but you have to use them yourselves if you want to feel success. You have to follow all my instructions in order to then also experience a noticeable increase in strength, in order to then also be able to easily cover the ascent, which is the purpose of your earthly life. You shall ascend and cannot do so by your own strength because you deprived yourselves of all strength due to your past apostasy from me. Therefore you need help, which I will grant you in abundance. Yet you have to accept my help voluntarily, because I will never force you to accept light and strength which you, however, need in order to reach me as your final aim. You are weak beings and can always draw strength from me. Yet this strength can only work on you if you accept it and use it correctly. But I only ever offer you spiritual values, and they shall help you to ascend spiritually. Your soul should desire them and the body should support it by willingly carrying out what the soul wants to do in order to exploit the treasure of grace in accordance with my will. The body should willingly live out my word which, as a source of strength for the soul, is my most precious gift of grace. Or also, the human being should not only be a listener but a doer of my word. Then he will experience an exceedingly great blessing, for he will also feel a noticeable increase in strength that he will always be more willing to fulfill my will. For the influx of grace will be unlimited, it will become increasingly easier for him to free himself from the shackles which still bind him to earth. It will ceaselessly strive upwards, and it will also reach its aim. Then it will have made use of grace, it will have accepted my saving and helping hand and without resistance let itself be pulled up by me. It has made use of the graces which are unlimitedly available to every soul but which have to be accepted and evaluated in free will. Otherwise they will remain ineffective and the soul will never be able to ascend from the abyss. Amen.